In a special session earlier this month, the Florida legislature passed two measures to reduce property taxes. The first mandated that all cities and counties roll back their general fund budgets to last year's amount and then cut as much as 9% more. The effects of these budget cuts are beginning to be felt, with Tampa Mayor Pam Iorio announcing yesterday that over 300 city positions would be eliminated. The second act by the legislature was to put a constitutional amendment on the ballot next January, which, if passed by the voters, will give homeowners the choice of taking what is called a super homestead exemption to their property taxes. State Senator Charlie Justice, a Democrat from St. Petersburg, explained why he and most other Democrats voted for the property tax cut and voted against the constitutional amendment.
We voted for a rate freeze, a rate rollback, and a cut. That was $15 billion of property taxes, which is, by the way, about $110 billion in property taxes in Florida. We cut $15 billion, which was a sizable amount. We voted against the constitutional amendment because beyond the amount, which is I think another $15 or $16 billion, beyond the amount, there's a lot of problems with how it's going to be implemented and whether or not it really will save all those people the money, and how big a cut is that to our public schools.
Representative Betty Reed, a Democrat from Tampa, said she is opposed to the constitutional amendment.
On the very first part, the rollback, I voted yes because I don't believe that the rollback is so huge that it's going to make that much of an impact on our state. I believe that it's something we can live with by tightening our belts. On the second part, I voted no because I see that as being is creating a truly hardship for our educational system. I also believe after a few years it's not going to benefit the majority of the people, and I will vote no, and I will encourage my constituents to vote no.
Reed said that one reason she opposes the constitutional amendment is that it would give a larger tax break to people with more expensive homes.
Yes, I think it will be a greater benefit to people with a $500,000 or more home cost than the average citizen who live in maybe $150,000 to $200,000 home.
The Republican Party of Florida is targeting some Democrats because they voted against the constitutional amendment. The Republican Party mailed flyers to voters in the district of some Democratic representatives accusing them of voting against tax cuts. Senator Justice responded to those attacks.
I talked to Representative Heller and Representative Long in Pinellas County, and they had attack mailers done on them. It's, you know, I think people are so tired of this. I came through one of the nastiest campaigns in Florida history, and people are just tired of it. We need to stick to talking about the issues. Let's raise the dialogue. If they are not worried about the people voting for this amendment, let's have a real discussion about that instead of attacking it. And they misled the voters with this brochure. Democrats supported over $15 billion in tax cuts during the property special session. Over $15 billion. That's the largest tax cut in Florida history. So they misled, and it's just nasty. And I think we need to raise the dialogue.
WMNF asked Senator Justice how he felt about the property tax cuts resulting in the city of Tampa announcing they were eliminating over 300 positions.
I don't think it's our role to get into, you should have cut over this department instead of that department. Local leaders will have to make the decisions where the reductions come from. But as I said earlier, I think the biggest thing is that city councils and mayors and members of the community need to come together and have a real discussion about what they're willing to pay for. In Pinellas County, we have voted ourselves tax increases when we knew it was for a specific project. People will pay for stuff that they want and they see as a need, but when small businesses and second homeowners and new homeowners are seeing dramatic increases that they can't afford, we need to do something about that.
Republican Representative Ed Homan from Tampa supported the cuts to property taxes. He said the reason that cities like Tampa have to cut their budgets so much is that their budgets have risen a lot in the last few years.
When Mayor Iorio was running to be mayor, I wonder if she could have got elected when she says, you know what we need? We need to raise the taxes here in this city 70% over the next 5 years. I mean, that's what we need to do. We need to do this, this, and this. And to do that, we have to raise our taxes 70% because that's what happened between 2001 and 2007. It wasn't a campaign platform, but that is what happened. And it happened because of the property values going up.
Representative Reed said she would look at where the layoffs in Tampa occurred to make sure that city services to the people of her East Tampa district were not disproportionately affected.
But I do plan next week to talk to the mayor, get a list of where the cuts came from, and then we can, evaluate and look at my district to see if it was heavily impacted in the other part of the city.
All three lawmakers said they hoped the legislature would extend for 1 year the requirement that drivers carry insurance called Personal Injury Protection, or PIP. There will probably be a special session to address the PIP question before October 1st when the PIP law expires. To find out more about the Tiger Bay Club of Tampa, visit their website, tigerbayclub.com. For WMNF News, I'm Sean Canaan.